Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More details are emerging about Tuesday's mass shooting at a Texas elementary school. A lieutenant with the State Department of Public Safety says all of the victims were in the same classroom. Law enforcement officials say the gunman barricaded himself in the two-room classroom and fired on law enforcement continually through the classroom windows. Members of an elite Border Patrol tactical team were able to enter the room. One agent took rounds to their shield upon entering, a second was wounded by shrapnel, and a third killed the suspect. Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow is open to easing its blockade of Ukraine's port along the Black Sea if sanctions on Moscow are lifted. That could potentially increase grain exports and help relieve rising food inflation and shortages. But a Ukrainian official questioned whether Moscow could be trusted and urged world leaders to instead focus on ending the war and strengthening sanctions. And we report exclusively that Iran secured access to secret UN Atomic Agency reports almost 2 decades ago as a way to evade investigations into its suspected past work on nuclear weapons. According to Middle East intelligence officials and documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Iran circulated the documents among top officials who prepared cover stories and falsified a record to conceal the nation's past nuclear work. The development complicates a revival of the 2015 nuclear deal, which lifted most international sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear activities. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.